You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's South Park After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's South Park After Show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Bing is for doing. We're here doing South Park Season 17, Episode 2, Informative Murder Porn. I'm your host, Phil Svitek. Unfortunately, Stephen Lemieux is sick. It could be that he is watching too much murder porn. I don't know. I can't tell you. All I know is he is not here this week, but perhaps we'll be back next week once he's no longer sick. Alright, informative, first off, interesting, I like how Matt and Trey classified the new type of genre, such as cold case and things like that, into murder porn, which I could see this being a growing phenomenon. By the way, props to Stephen Lemieux for saying that they will do a Syria episode. They didn't really do a Syria episode, but the fact that all Wendy wanted to do was discuss Syria, and Carmen was, boo! That, to me, was very funny. And so they kind of got that out of the way without really having to deal with it too much, so I like that aspect of it. Marissa, are you familiar with murder porn?
No, I am not. It sounds a lot like flop, but I don't know.
Okay, what about, are you familiar with, like, shows like Cold Case and kind of now Law & Order? They mentioned OWN being one of the networks that has a lot of this stuff.
No, I'm not familiar with that.
It's basically where they, whether fictional or kind of documentary, they depict couples having sex and murdering each other because of different things. Think of it, it's almost like, take soap opera to the next level. You know, like, oh, you cheated on me. Well, I'm going to kill not only you, or not only the guy who you're cheating with, but also you.
Wow. And then, that's a very dramatic soap opera in a very violent way.
But, you know, I like the level that they took it to and the fact that taking the notion of what has always been, and Marissa, if you've experienced this, but and I like how everyone's kind of experienced this, of like, okay, if you play violent video games, you're going to be a violent person yourself. And obviously now the flip of this is more true. The parents, we should be worrying about parents for watching murder porn, hence they will reenact the fact that they want to murder each other. Therein lies the comedy.
I get that. still kind of twisted, though.
It is very twisted, but you never kind of look at it that way. You never think about it that way. And, I mean, how many times has South Park touched upon the fact that we're pretty much a very violent society? And, yes, it's partly kids learning all this stuff from a very early age, being exposed to it. But it's also, you know, parents are being exposed to this. I mean, I remember when we did Desperate Housewives here at AfterBuzz TV.
Great show.
You watched it, right?
I did.
Okay. I could see that being categorized as murder porn. I mean, Eva Longoria, especially in the early seasons, and the fact that I know this is insane, but, like, how many times did she just fucking cheat on her husband?
A few times, and definitely that was an ongoing storyline for her in the first season. But there were murders in Desperate Housewives.
Oh, so many murders.
So many murders.
There were probably, like, three murders a season.
Yeah, that was a nighttime soap opera.
I would, another show that we do here is Revenge. I would categorize that as murder porn.
I would think any show that has serial killers.
That's the funny part. They're not serial killers. Desperate Housewives didn't
have shows that had a lot of murders then.
Yes. Okay. And passion. And you know, and you could see like, okay, Betrayal now is on ABC, right? That's kind of in that vein.
Mm-hmm.
So many shows, and the fact that they called out, you know, they didn't really call out Oprah, but I liked how they mentioned the OWN network. It's funny to me. They just managed to hit a lot of different jokes and different aspects of society all in one episode. They obviously talked about cable companies and the fight between CBS and Time Warner. And it's so true in terms of cable companies. A, there's not a lot of options. You can go with DirecTV, but as they mentioned, ooh, can't afford DirecTV. Ooh, that sucks. Who are you going to go with? And also just, again, the notion that people have all this time to wait for cable companies. Oh, we're available. You know, will someone be at the house between 6 a.m. and 4 p.m. all of November? That's how it does, right?
That's really how it goes. When you call them and ask for assistance, they give you a long time period.
And I just didn't, like, okay, who has time for that?
No one.
You know, especially in their daily, like, if you work a 9-to-5 job, you don't have time. But again, what's the options? And that's why I really like South Park kind of bringing that up. And again, reversing where now it's the parents being really upset of that things were blocked. And of course, one of the big things, all these sort of companies packaging everything. Everything's a package. Well, why is everything packaged? Because, you know, let's say Marissa watches Glee and she loves Glee. Of course she's going to get Fox, but she may not get FXX. And you know what? How's that channel going to make money? Well, you got to package it all together.
True.
And that's how it all works. And that's why you get the package. But obviously that's very upsetting. So, you know, I really commend South Park on this episode and as always, kind of just really picking and being able to spot things within our culture that we might, unless we're really hypercritical, may not always recognize, and really nitpicking. I mean, obviously we've always kind of been upset with cable companies, but to take it to this level and combine it with murder porn and parental locks is just brilliant. And of course, do your parents use parental locks on you guys?
No.
No?
No.
They just trusted you?
Yeah.
And that was the big debate of today was, okay, you know, sure, our parents can watch murder porn, but do we trust that they won't reenact the things that they see? Obviously, that's always been more for the, you know, for kids of like, hey, well, my child's too young to handle that, so we got to parentally block that. Well, the parental lock is now literally that. It blocks the parent. See, Marissa's liking it.
Why would they block the parents?
Because they're watching murder porn and they're reenacting murder porn.
The parents are.
Yes.
Okay.
And to bring in Minecraft into this, by the way, I've never played this game. You know, if it was World of Warcraft, I would have a better reference to it, even though I haven't played World of Warcraft. But to bring that in, and that's the sort of quiz in order to unlock murder porn, it's great. And it just took everything to a whole new level. It really did. And you know, I was just thinking, you know, for me, I was watching it solo today. And again, the you know, it's just really great comedy of how just everything, you know, nothing's questioned. The kids are having their community center meeting and, you know, and they come up with the whole plan and nothing's questioned. The only one questioning anything is Cartman to, Wendy. But because it's funny, it's never like, oh, well, that's dumb. Which is what makes South Park brilliant. By the way, some great moments for me tonight. Randy, he's always a classic and how far he's willing to go and the fact that really defining marriage as being, you know, we're not just good friends. We need to be doing something together. And so and of course, just having sex isn't enough. You have to watch murder porn while doing it, Marissa. So when you get married, you and your spouse will watch murder porn in order to be intimate with each other. Just a heads up.
That makes sense. You know, you got to get turned on before you do it. Perhaps.
Because you... Because ultimately, okay, what I loved about it, without the outlet of murder porn and sex with each other, you really do want to murder each other. And it's, so it's kind of a catch-22 where the murder porn keeps things at bay. So that way you don't kill each other, you don't have arguments because you have this outlet. And yet by doing this, you know, you kind of fantasize. I mean, just to listen to the massive sex after show in terms of about how fantasies can become real and kind of change your behaviors within the bedroom. Again, the Masters of Sex after show here on AfterBuzz TV. But yeah, so it's a catch-22 of that. Okay, without, at least in this world, without the murder porn viewings, you have an unhappy marriage. With the murder porn, you stand a risk, whatever the percentage is, of actually murdering each other. So that's really what I loved about this episode. It is quite unfortunate that we didn't have Stephen Lemieux tonight here. But fans, write in, let us know what you guys are thinking. Did you like the episode? You know, one of the big, it's always a question of how does the episode, compare in the pantheos of all the South Park episodes. You know, for me, it was a very good episode. Is it a great episode? No, not necessarily, but, you know, again, the fact that we're 17 seasons in and that, you know, we can still get laughs and it's not dying down. I love it. I think it's really fantastic. So overall, really good episode. I enjoyed it. Can't wait to see what they have in store next week. And Stephen Lemieux will be here. And I urge you fans also check out some other AfterBuzz TV shows. We do various ones. You know, for example, if you guys, as fans of South Park, you guys might like The League, perhaps. Hello Ladies on HBO. That's a good show that we cover here. So check it out. You know, check out AfterBuzzTV.com. I think that'll about do it. You know, it's a little on the shorter side today because it's just basically me. But I encourage you guys to go on YouTube and iTunes, rate and comment. Let us know what you're thinking and we'll read it. And we'll kind of continue the conversation that way. Or tweet us at AfterBuzzTV or email us info@AfterBuzzTV. Go to Facebook, that's facebook.com/AfterBuzzTV, or Instagram something, I don't know. But we know you South Park fans are very, very loyal, so we appreciate the viewership and listenership. So until next week, we'll see you here.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.